The following podcast contains real reviews and the ridiculous reactions of two would-be oracles of the internet. The opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Seriously.
Hello and welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
Wow. And together we make ReviewParty.com podcast. What do we do on that podcast? I'm sure you're wondering. I'm sure you just, you can't listen to the rest of the podcast without us stating it directly.
Explicitly.
That's the word I'm looking for. And how am I supposed to do that if I don't even know words? Well, I'm going to ask Matt to do it instead. Matt, what do we do on this podcast, Matt?
We find reviews from the internet. Maybe you heard of it. Whoa. We find them. Where do we find them? I don't know. Google, Yelp, Kohl's.com, Target.com, Campbell'sSoup.com, all of those places.
We do not get them from Amazon. That might have been the first place you thought of, but we never feature Amazon reviews.
It's never happened. It's a long-running streak.
And then hopefully we're funny after we read the review.
Yeah.
Some people don't like that.
Yeah, I got something that, I don't know, I feel like I've been sitting on this one for a good few weeks now. Because it's kind of meaty, and then I looked at him again, and it's like not as meaty as I thought it was. But funny, because it's a Google review for Popeye's Louisiana Chicken. Tracy McFall writes, "If I could, I wouldn't even give them one star. They ruined my wedding. Made my fiance late to our wedding to wait on their mistakes. Ordered 100 pieces for my wedding reception to be ready by 2 o'clock. When my fiancé got there, they said that it wasn't to be ready till 2:30. So that made my fiancé late for our wedding. Then today, when I called today to complain, they said they were busy and no apology was given. And actually, I was hung up on by the manager, Chris. I do not recommend this place if you're trying to have it picked up at a certain time for a certain occasion, because it will not be ready when you wanted it even to..." Yes, sorry, there's very little punctuation. It will not be ready when you wanted, even with given 24-hour advance notice, and nothing will be done about it. Nobody will apologize or anything like that. You will just be hung up on like I was done when I talked to Chris, the manager. They have lost my family's business forever just because of the fact no apology, and I was hung up on when I called to complain. It's not my fault your company can't keep up and do what's necessary to complete a simple order. 100 pieces of chicken to be picked up at 2. Thanks so much for nothing. No apology, just a click hanging up. 1 star.
It's crazy that you send anyone that's standing up in the wedding, especially... one of the main two, the main duo that the whole thing's for, that you send them before the wedding to get chicken.
Yeah.
I know you got a lot in your mind today, but can you pick up 100 pieces of chicken, please?
Thank you. There are various things about this that are just a little, don't quite pass the sniff test. And yeah, sending that main core cast of wedding to go and get the catering before said wedding.
Yeah, isn't the entire idea of wedding planning to avoid, like, putting the main cast in such a situation? That's why I feel like there's not a lot of picking up on wedding day. There's a lot of, like, going to a place where the stuff is.
You go. You sit. You have oodles of time. You've got ample time to sit there in your dress shirt. Be like, should I put my pants on now? I don't want to get the crease out of them yet. Don't need to put my pants on yet. For that half hour difference, it was supposed to be ready at 2. They said it's not going to be ready until 2:30. That is like the deal breaker. What sort of wedding are you planning?
And think about if you're having the reception there. You get there. They say food's not going to be ready for about a half hour. Guess what? Everyone's got a place to mingle and party. And I bet you can get some drinks in the meantime, too.
Hey, there's just so many. I don't know. You've worked at fast food restaurants before.
Sure.
Do you think, like, 24 hours notice is enough time for the standard franchisee restaurant to be able to fulfill an order of 100 pieces of maybe like their hot top seller?
There's a million variables, but I'm going to say no.
I would say no, too. I'd say maybe 2 days. You give them 2 days, sure, they might be able to do that.
If it's like a Friday or Saturday, they're not getting truck till after their very important weekend where they have to do a lot of sales and sell a lot of chicken. They might need that 100 pieces of chicken. They might not just have 100 pieces of chicken for you, I think is the most important part. Their chicken may all be spoken for, you know? They may be the type of place with not a lot of storage. They got to order that chicken tight.
These chickens, they've been claimed. I'm so sorry.
We needed another half hour to wrangle 100 chickens while about...
Bruce is tearing ass down the highway with the fresh load of chicken. He's going to be here in 15 minutes. We will drop him fast, but give us some time.
We got the best breakdown guy on the planet. Listen, he's gonna break these down. They're gonna get them in the fryer so fast, ma'am. She's there in her wedding dress, the veil over her face. Well, yeah, I just can't wait that long.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I need to get married today. Clearly. Is it in half an hour? Yes. Oh, well.
If, you know, and maybe there's some gender norms at play here. I appreciate that. You know, the wife was sent on chicken pickup duty. That might, in a lot of relationships, fall upon the man, which makes me think, if someone asked me on my wedding day to pick up 100 pieces of chicken, I would say, fuck off, someone can do that for me.
Somebody,
what do I you got you people here for you? For?
You got your wing man, eh?
Right, the best man is on ring duty. You know, usually you only give people one job on a wedding day.
Wing duty, ring duty,
usher, and guy, you know, priest. You know, you're not asking the priest to pick up some ribs before the reception. All he's got to worry about is his reading the book and the little script thing, you know?
Yeah.
One job per day per wedding.
Yeah. And something I do want to comment on. Oh, God. Something I do want to comment on is the... How she's complaining about being hung up on by the manager.
Oh, right. Yeah, we didn't even get to that. And then
they said, we're busy. Sorry. Just hung up the phone.
I know it's very rude, and I know that's a thing you can pin against a restaurant and still be in the right. You know, they're not in the wrong for being mad about that at all. But I don't think that makes the manager not in the right also.
Right.
In this situation.
There was no pleasing you. You're past the point.
Right.
Nothing will be gained from them staying on the phone and listening to you.
Exactly. They see the end of that conversation. They know where it is. they're going to be asking for a refund, and they're going to say no. They're not going to refund them for $100 or 100 pieces of chicken
worth
of money.
You got your chicken? Yes. Okay. Click.
Yeah. Yeah, a busy restaurant, any restaurant big enough to harbor 100 pieces of chicken order with 24 hours notice and only be a half hour late is a big enough restaurant to be doing a lot of business. To stay open, they got to be doing a lot of business. So They're very busy. He's probably got a lot of shit going on right now, right in front of him. You think you're making the world a better place by calling and complaining about your half hour late 100 chicken order?
Just leave a review and you know, write the same thing three times over.
Yeah. And it makes me think, when people get that offended over someone not giving the time of day for the complaints, they definitely wanted something monetary and are upset they couldn't get it.
Not even an apology or, like, free chicken for the year.
Listen, this restaurant owner is a realist. He knows that apology ain't doing nothing. They're still going to get the review. They're still going to have a family of fast chicken wanters hating on them. That just ain't the vibe. Speaking of lack of vibes, I have this review I need to read early because it's kind of long. My others are shorty, so. Out of my body, it's like it's huge. It's overtaking my organs. This one is from Amazon, sorry. Dave's Killer Bread Organic Cinnamon Raisin Bagel 16.75 ounce bag.
Dude.
I think, I believe the review I have is for the plain organic kind. You know, they have all the flavors with all the reviews under it. But that doesn't matter. It's more of a review of the brand, of David and his killer bread.
Okay.
Let's listen to what Avery T. has to say about it. They title it, "Let's Not Be Entitled / Dramatic. They're good for what they are." Okay, so let's add clarity or more conflict to the consensus of these. First of all, I would like to say that anyone who would buy these and simply throw them out after one bite is childish, wasteful, and not very bright or creative.
Dang.
Anyone remotely intelligent. Remotely intelligent doesn't buy these clearly towards health and wellness and alternative nutrition and expect it to taste like a fresh bagel from a Jewish bakery or something right from under the glass at a New York deli. Aces in places, folks. If that's what you want, go to these places. There isn't a replica for anything, particularly one with a good shelf life you can get on the internet. Now then, I knew immediately by name and by the excessive verbiage and check marks of specs that this was definitely going to be something promoting health over classic carby bagel nostalgia, as well as promotion of their own mom-and-pop-like philanthropy, which I admire. This analysis is what I consider common sense and helped me set strange, extremely high expectations of an Amazon bagel aside. My only question was, is it palpable? The answer is yes, very much so if you're not a jerk looking for the wrong thing in the wrong place. Will this replace a fresh New York bagel or semi-fresh Panera bread with exactness? Of course not, and probably not. However, I can see people also preferring this bagel for reasons as well. It goes down a lot easier as far as the chew goes. I know most people in America have entirely too much access to brand Thomas everywhere, and quite frankly, I'm not impressed by those. Even though these are more expensive, I'd probably get these again over them because they don't have that tougher, waxy chew to them. Much more delicate. They also don't start the wet dough formation in your mouth that some bagels can, that sticks in places in your cheeks and teeth. This is what a bagel that also has a very slight wheaty aftertaste. Like products that promise to be made out of wheat / whole grains, etc., tend to do. Why you would expect it not to is odd. It's not overwhelming at all, and this is coming from someone who doesn't purchase wheat bread ever because of that, unless it's a bakery speciality. Bakery speciality loaf from Whole Foods. I like that this was lighter and didn't sink in your stomach or get caught up in your teeth. The seasoning was good, but there's been stronger everything essence on a bagel for sure. Regarding the bites of caramelized onion / garlic, a mini feature, most likely. But with that, it means it doesn't leave that rancid, you definitely had an everything bagel sometime this century aftertaste and smell on your breath after, which I'm grateful. But the seasonings are definitely raw, which to me indicates it's best toasted. For the reason above, I toasted it. Untoasted. I can see this being softer than usual and having more raw dough flavor, what regular store-bought bagel doesn't. I never eat them that way if I can really help it. I toasted mine in the oven at 350 for about 8 minutes, and I enjoyed it just fine. There's a time and place for everything, and when I want a world-class bagel, I'll go to a world-class bagel shop. The bagel suits me just fine as a quick, tasty option from home that's made by what I perceive to be good people and good, organic, healthful nutrition. I almost said nutritions. Good, organic, healthful nutritions. Which seems to be all they ever claimed anyway. 4 stars.
Oh. Wow. There's a lot there.
There's a lot of... It's a very winding tale. We're going up Jack's beanstalk, so to speak. Every end of paragraph starts the next one firmly.
Some things that I want to touch on, though. Are the nostalgic car bagel flavors?
I'm looking at classic carby bagel nostalgia is how they put it.
That's so dumb. Oh yeah, I mean, I guess the closest I could get to like is cinnamon toast with slathers of butter at grandma's house or something like that.
Picture yourself, what, 7, 8, grandma's house, cinnamon toast, slathered with butter. When you took a bite, what did you say? What thoughts sprung out in your childlike mind?
Classic. Carby.
Grandma, this bread isn't as carby as last time. What the hell?
Grandma, I'd like to look back on this and remember it fondly as sort of world-class dining. But I know I'm not going to get that in Grandma's kitchen.
Listen, I know the classic carby experience isn't what I'm getting from you, Grandma.
Grandma, don't worry. I am creative and I'm not a jerk. I know what I'm getting here.
Grandma, I will not judge your food on the merits of unless the fine Thomas Jewish Brand delicatessens.
If it's Thomas Brand bagels, we're done here, Grandma.
Grandma, you dare put Thomas on your breakfast nook table in front of your your prized grandchild? You sicken me. Are these caramelized onions on this everything bagel?
This scent will linger with me all day long.
Yeah, there's a lot of, to break it down from that, there's a lot of, like, matter of fact, this is the law of the universe about bagels.
Yeah.
This is how bagels are, and this is how bagels are experienced. Thank you. If you have any deviations from that, it is all obviously some kind of psychosis.
You must be an idiot not to know this is a health bagel.
You're right. The sort of categorization of the different bagels. This is health bagel. Not Jewish bagel. Not New York glass bagel. This is health bagel by Mr. Dave. Didn't you see the check marks
this
on the
is
label?
Potentially, you might be able to compare it to Panera Bread. If you had to. It might be like that.
See, the difference between this bagel and the Panera Bread bagel is Panera Bread bagels don't come in plastic packaging with check marks. You have to sort of look around in Panera for the check marks, but they are there, making them comparable. The bullet points. There needs to be, you know, that's one of the things about this bagel. It's the chew, it's the healthy, the wheat aftertaste, and the check marks on the bag.
I do appreciate that, The dough in mouth effect that would
sure
caught in your gums and stuff. A little bagel up there.
Yeah. And I know people have sensory issues, but I find it hard to believe that you'd be upset about food beginning the digestive process in your mouth. I think that's supposed happen.
Why I got this food in my mouth after eating?
Why is this bread in my mouth getting soggy while I'm trying to eat it? This is fucked up.
Strange.
I don't know. I don't know if I've ever noticed. I've had plenty of different bagels.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of Einstein's bagels with you in my time. But it's not the bagels I miss. It's the turkey club. But anyway, I've never ever noticed the difference between like amount of food in teeth between bagel
situations.
I don't know.
It'll be softer if you get it from a bakery or bake shop.
Sure.
Obviously. It's because it doesn't need to have, like, the shelf life that Thomas does.
I don't know. I like the tacky, waxy bite outside, though. I do get disappointed when I get a wheat bagel. If I get a wheat bagel from a brand and it doesn't have that at all, it's like, well, their
is this
wheat
not
does not exist.
Dipped in lye? Is this a real bagel?
Was there anything else that really... Oh, I guess I just like the review because I like the phenomena of going and looking at our reviews for a product and just hating what you see and literally creating a soapbox among the other reviews to scream off of.
Mm-hmm.
You're all idiots!
Yeah, he certainly did that.
You bagel snobs know nothing of life. So, yeah, I think that's all from Avery. And the bagels. You got a review?
Yeah, I've got one that I think we have time to fit in here. It's an Amazon review for the... It'll be funny in a moment when you know what the product is. The John Paris 10-inch black wall clock. Get it?
That time. They tell time.
Battery-operated, silent, and non-ticking wall clock. Classic clock for home, office, bedroom, school. It's Amazon's choice in wall clocks by John Perez. So, looks like your standard sort of black and white wall clock, as you might see on a wall.
And stare at school type wall
yeah,
clock.
Yeah, exactly, but it doesn't tick. This is an Amazon review from Lloyd. Lloyd of the colored nipples, the towel bar, and whatever we talked about last week.
He's back.
Lloyd titles his review, "I like it," and writes, "I bought this to put into my bathroom." That's not just put into my bathroom because I had no clock in the bathroom. I love that it is silent. I love that it is easy to read. My only gripe with it is that it is not glow in the dark. As long as this clock doesn't break, I am very happy with my purchase. 5 stars.
That's just a whole different product, isn't it?
I think it is. I'm upset that these bagels aren't English muffins. Other than that, it is great.
You know, I think, now that you say that, I think Avery would have been much happier. They sound like an English muffin fan to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Flakiness will prevent the teeth gumminess, you know?
Yeah, you definitely taste that wheatiness in there. That's what you're going for. If you get the wheat English muffs.
Right, and I think the portability. I got a sense that they enjoyed the portability of the bagel, even though they didn't mention it. But glow-in-the-dark clock, I mean, I would say what a great product idea, but I feel like it's been there, done that, easily gettable, you know, even a non-tick. And plus,
standard digital clock.
If we're talking about someone who wants another product, yeah, don't they just want a digital clock?
One of those that projects onto the ceiling or something like that, some fun in the bathroom.
They want no tick, they want readability, and they want to see it in the dark. That is a digital clock.
I don't know that we can question anything of Lloyd at this point. Lloyd's a weird one.
You think Lloyd's pulling a lot of this right out of the cheeks, right out of the booty, so to speak?
No, I think Lloyd's genuine. Lloyd's just different.
Lloyd is a... marches to the beat of a different drum. Clock is ticking at a different speed.
Yeah, but silently.
One Google, Walmart glow-in-the-dark clock, $17.99.
Okay. Now, hang on. I'm starting to put the pieces back together. Because Lloyd didn't like the sound that his towel bar made in his bathroom.
Oh, and this is a non-ticker.
He also didn't like the bell on his cat's collar.
That's right. Lloyd is not. See, I can never relate to the tinnitus enjoyers. I think I talked about that on one of his last reviews. Just like, because there's no such thing as silence on this earth, because there will always be that evil ringing in your ears. Mm. And don't tell me to go to the damn doctor and fix my tinnitus. It's there. A black hole to the other universe, squealing like some tea being, you know, like a teapot that's done. It's the evil from the other world. We gotta introduce Lloyd to the beautiful world of white noise, of turning a fan on in every room you go in so you never have to perceive your own thoughts.
Just sort of deafen everything.
Right. If it's always a little noisy, it's not noisy in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
If your fan's on, those ticks are deafened. You don't even have to acknowledge them because you got that beautiful, beautiful, oh.
You're never going to hear your own heartbeat. We like you're practically not even alive, which is
right,
what you
that's
want.
That's how I like it.
Because life is pain.
I don't want sound on constantly, so I'm constantly having to perceive things again and acknowledge them. I have the fan is a drowning force. Everything else is drowned out, so I have to perceive nothing. It is just a beautiful forest of white static. When you're, you know, and Lloyd's battle here is futile. He'll never find that true silence.
No.
Stopping the clock from ticking is just allowing another noise to creep its way in. You don't know what evils you're opening up by having a non-ticking clock.
You leave that space.
Right. There's some sort of scamper in the walls. I don't even hear it because my fan says you don't have to hear that. But Lloyd is going to hear the pinpoint of the exact location.
That little skitter scatter.
Right, and he's going to...
The heck was that?
Going to have the doctor, the little things in his ears, putting the stethoscope, is that what it is? Putting that up against the wall, trying to listen.
Yeah.
What is that?
Sure.
But we got to go to break. It's not a stethoscope. Is it a stethoscope?
Yeah.
Thank you. You gaslit me. Stethoscope. I want to look at it. Oh, beautiful. Yeah. We need one of those.
I thought you're like the things that they look in your ears with. I don't know what those things are called.
That must just be a kind of microscope, but we'll figure it out on the break, folks.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to... I don't know what that was. It's reviewer Redux time. What's that? You ask. I hear your voices call. Your voices are cast out of the wind, and it brings it to my ears. What is that?
We can't have the fan on during recording, so Matt can hear you all.
I'm being struck with all your questions. What is that? Reviewer Redux is the segment where we revisit a reviewer whose reviews sparked something in us. Whether it was hatred, confusion, distaste, enthusiasm, all of the above.
I think it's funny because the very first reviewer Redux was because it sparked joy. We loved them and wanted to see them again. And ever since then, it's just been a parade of evil.
Yeah. Just diabolical cretins. Look what you've done. This is awful. And I have a feeling that's what today is going to feel like.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're going back with our boy Trent Schneider, Mr. Hog, Hog King, Buck Hunter, God is my glory, and I pick up women. If you don't remember him, you'll remember him by the end of this first review, which is for Acubo. I guess it's a corporate office, but with a name like Acubo, I think it's actually like a bow shop. A shop where you buy bows?
Yeah, or a brand, perhaps.
Yeah, so Trent writes, "This clown is an absolute idiot and total fraud. He has no clue how to get it done in pursuit of big, whitetail bucks. He is definitely a bottom feeder and was forced to infringe on my intellectual property rights to try to emulate my greatness. He copied some of my outstanding, high-quality white-tail deer footage of a special buck I could almost pet named Spread. You can see much more information about this incident and my greatness on my social media sites. Overall, I will rate this wannabe company the lowest possible because he's a liar, a fraud, and a loser. I have been blessed with unparalleled vision for deer and evil. Check out my greatness on YouTube. 1 star.
Matt knows I have a lot of clear opinions about what self-promo is very good and righteous and what is very cringe and we should not do.
Mm-hmm.
And I, to some extent, I can't knock the hustle. As a self-promoer by trade and necessity myself, I can't knock the hustle too much. He's doing what he's got to do. It's hard out there to get the clicks.
Mm-hmm.
The people don't just be clicking. The algorithms be steering them away. You got to do what you got to do. But you can't just go leaving one-star reviews and say, actually, go check out my media site for the full story. It's bit just...
Mixed messaging, kinda.
It destroys all sanctity, all credibility that your review has when you put a self-promo in it. And I guess, you know, I'm proud to say I believe in the power of good that an internet review can do over, you know, the need to self-promo every time. Reviews are not your place to self-promo. These are for the people.
Word.
But what do you think? So this guy stole some crappy YouTube footage of him petting a buck or something.
He's like, that's a good video of a deer. I might use that video of a deer to help advertise my bow hunting business.
Sure.
Trent is on him. No. That Spread, that's the deer I could almost pet.
That's what you can tell. Me and Spread go way back. I raised him from a boy so I could shoot him in the head when I saw fit.
Oh, God. Yeah. Here is a Buffalo Wild Wings review. It looks like he actually updated his review at one point. It must have originally been a one star, so I'll start with that. Starting out with a one star is not good. Sat at the bar and the sausage that served me was slow as hell. But yeah, he update 2019, August 26th, stopped in for an after lunch bite to eat. Ordered the chicken tenders and a cold Corona. The beers were ice cold, the only way I will drink them. And the 10 chicken tenders came fast, and that's how I like them. They tasted good also. I was hoping that my future wife was behind the bar to serve me, but that wasn't the case. Nick, I believe he said his name is, was cool, but that will only get you 4 stars, and that raises the rating from the last time I ate here by 3 stars. 4 stars.
So, sausage, 1 star, Nick, 4 stars. Future wife, 5 stars.
Yeah, if it's a hottie, that's a 5 stars easy.
Who are these people going to Buffalo Wild Wings expecting good things?
Good question. It's been some time.
Yeah. They've gone downhill, bud. Since our college days, downhill. But I've never left a Buffalo Wild Wings review, and I never will. Because if you're going to Buffalo Wild Wings and expecting 5 stars, you're setting yourself up for failure. No amount of honest reviewing can fix that.
Embody your inner Avery, if you will, and just know what you're getting here, folks. Buffalo Wild Wings is gonna fill you up. It's gonna give you that salty spice and hot bubble guts that you want.
They have a bar there, I guess, if that's where you want to sit. But I don't think you're gonna ask for much more.
No.
Imagine being like, I want to go to the bar, get some bar food. Feel like Buffalo Wild Wings. They got them icy cold beers. Dude. This place is cheaper, more comfortable, more like an actual bar. Bugging some college kid. Nick. Poor Nick, dude, had to deal with this guy trying to make small talk with him. He probably used the chicken tenders line on him. Be like, hey, Nick. He said, hey, Nick, like he's going to be pissed. He's like, this beer is ice cold and these tenders came fast just how I like them, bud. And then Nick has to, for his job to get a tip, has to make banter with that. As though that's something a human should have to deal with.
Yeah. I'm gonna try and change your opinion of Trent here with sure. These next two. Because they surprised me. here is Trent's review of FYE. I'm surprised those things are still around.
I would love to go to one. I thought they were dead.
Yeah. Gurney Mills Mall. So, I mean, that's like the dead mall of malls. So, I don't know. Trent simply writes, no Post Malone. I'm out. 2 stars.
I mean, has Post Malone even been around at a point where he would ever print any physical media besides your, you know, a little record every now and then?
Yeah,
or vinyl for the fun.
Well, Trent also left this review of CD DVD Game Warehouse. Only place around with Post Malone. 5 stars.
I find that hard to believe, Trent.
Yeah, you're not looking very hard.
So how many stores did this guy kick down the door and say, "You guys got Post Malone?
Where's the post?
Posty?
I like white men who rap."
I like his dreadlocks. Yeah, and his skin is the same as mine, so I will listen to his music. Do you have it? This guy likes to use the internet, bro. You can teach him about typing into Post Malone into YouTube, dude. You're gonna think that's the coolest shit ever.
Oh my god. I think we'll end with this one today. This is also at Gurney Mills, one of the few remaining rainforest cafes out there.
He's gonna love this place, damn it.
Trent writes, "Was thinking about it, but lost my appetite when that big serpent extended its tongue at me. After all, I've experienced way too many snakes in my life lately. I have been blessed with unparalleled vision for deer and evil. All glory goes to God. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, I am nothing. Check out my greatness on YouTube."
Yep.
Then he included a picture of the snake and captioned it, "Sorry, just too many snakes in my life at the present." Let me try.
I think this brings me back to what I said about Trent's first review. This is entirely performative. This man has never wrote any reviews to try and help anybody else.
It's a good picture of the snake.
Let me see this snake. Maybe I'll change my mind. Oh, God. One cartoon, what are they? Not made out of porcelain. Plaster
snake. Rubber or something.
Yeah, plaster snake out of probably hundreds of plaster animals hanging from the ceiling. The snake colors your whole review. We want to hear about the food, Trent. I want to hear if the drinks were nice, if the waiter had it was funny.
Nothing like Nick.
Yeah, I'm sure there ain't no Nick, but man. This guy just walks into places and thinks, he doesn't think this is what the review should be. He thinks, "Oh, that'll be a funny review. Oh, the people will get a kick out of that one." That's just how this guy walks through his life. And I'm a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do comedy for my life. And you just can't look at the world like that, dude. It's not fair. It's not fair to those around you. Sometimes you got to lock it in, dude, as the kids say. Have we locked it in on Lloyd? Lock in Lloyd?
Trent.
Trent, that's right.
We've been revisiting Lloyd a lot, but that's yeah. Right. There's more Trent, but we don't need to see it today.
Yeah, I would love for him to get mad at us for using his content.
We probably could reach out to him because we can easily find his social media accounts and his YouTube.
He's made it easy for us.
If we have like a clip that talks about deer hunting, maybe we'll find a nice video of Spread, because you know he'll come after us.
Yeah. Hey, we've been including the promos, so he's getting something out of this.
Yeah. You're welcome, Trent.
If bro at the bow shop didn't cut the promo at the end of the Spread video, he would have loved it.
Glory to God.
Check out my YouTube, glorytogod.com. Bow hunting for Jesus. A lot of people don't know the first thing Jesus did when he got resurrected was go get himself a whitetail. Yeehaw!
That's Reviewer Redux. Bye, Trent.
Bye, Trent. We'll see you soon, I'm sure. I have a duo of reviews, a little double A, both pretty quick. I think pretty funny, not very funny apart. I was like, this product's going to have so many funny reviews. All informative, all good reviews, pissing me off. But then I read these two in sequence and it made me laugh. This is from Amazon Pro Tech Athletics Orb, Orb Extreme, and Orb Extreme Mini Mobility Massage Balls. It's like a slightly bigger than a tennis ball, little massage ball, but you'd use it like a tennis ball, you know, to work out the muscles.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. So this one is from J-John. They title it "Great for Extra Stiff and Sore Days." The ball is great and applies a deeper and firmer pressure than a foam roller, even that of a rumble roller. Only downside I feel is the ball is not as firm. It's made of a very dense foam, but it does tend to flatten out a bit. placed on the side of my back. Takes a while to get used to, but once you get the technique down, it's a great addition for those extra sore and stiff days after workout and exercise. Really do wish it was a lot more dense so it would stay round and make it easier to roll with. Would have happily paid extra for a version like that, 4 stars. And let's take it from Maria. Maria titles it, "Just Like a Cork Ball." She writes, "This ball is as hard as a cork ball. There is absolutely no give to it. It can be too tough on my muscles." 2 stars.
So, who's right? Who's wrong?
I don't know. I almost want to believe Maria because... But that comes from a place of rooting for the underdog because everyone is so positive on this product. It does seem like a good product.
Mm-hmm.
That her negative review, it just stood out so much amongst the crowd.
It is, in fact, possible that these people are of different sizes.
Sure.
That maybe someone is 6'5", 220 pounds, and one is 5'2". A buck 10, maybe. And that may have some influence on the little thick foam ball.
Sure. But even give or no give aside, I want my ball hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe that's the one part where I can't relate to Maria. If this ball's too hard? I don't know. I kind of want a bowling ball with nubs going at me.
Yeah, you don't want it to just smoosh down. That's not going to help anybody.
No, that's... You're rolling around on a pancake? You're just going to look like an idiot and feel like one too, aren't you?
I'd say.
Pancakes don't help muscles at all.
I want a coconut. I just want to roll on a coconut.
Oh, actually, that sounds perfect. Mm. Even the papery, scratchy texture, I kind of want that.
It's all natural? Crack it open after you get some of that good.
Right, you exercise, do the coconut roll, and then you crack it open, and some of the most hydrating stuff in the whole universe.
Here we go. This is, you know, our boutique fitness center is going to feature that.
Oh, that's so smart.
It's going to feature towel bars that sound luxurious.
Yeah, textured towel bars that have a little, play a little lullaby when you pull a towel off. Something like that.
See, that'd be cool. Towel bars with different tones.
Oh, wow. Need a towel bar symphony. Do that for the sharks on Shark Tank. They'd be like, we want 10% of your company for $600 million and a toothbrush. Do you have a review?
I have a review from ministryofscent.com for Boho Boco brand Wild Carrot Oud. I think that's how that's pronounced. O-U-D is the word. Oud?
Oud.
I don't know. I've never seen it in my life. Description, bold, deeply, slightly animalic oud with warm spice is contrasted with sweet earthy carrot and a sparkle of bergamot. Somewhere in the background, tobacco smolders into ash. Wild Carrot Oud by Boho Boco makes us think of a darkened study. Fireplace still flickering in the wake of a clandestine encounter. This is a... Well, it has notes of bergamot, carrot, cinnamon, cedarwood, drywood, oud, tobacco, animal notes, whatever that is. Leather, styrax, and earth. I don't know what styrax is.
I quickly Googled oud. So we're either dealing with opportunities for Ohioans with disabilities or oud, which is from Doctor Who. It's an alien species with telepathic abilities from the long-running science fiction series Doctor Who.
Both of those things probably smell bad. Maybe the telepath's slightly less bad than Ohio. Anyway, here's a review from Ellen. Ellen titles her review, "Throwback to When We Smoked Indoors." And she writes, "I'm a 29-year-old woman, and this perfume is definitely aimed at an elderly white man, so take the single star with a grain of salt." Spoiler alert. "The first notes are earthy, almost electrical smelling, like a motor left on too long. with a strange and sharp underlying stink. After that fades, it smells like leather, old cigarettes, and ash, and it kind of goes downhill from there. I used a Mojo pumice hand wash to get as much off as I could. My boyfriend hated it. I also hated it. Smells like Professor Plum's study. 1 star.
Yeah, I don't get most colognes be stinky. I don't really get it. You buy all these fancy soaps and shampoos to smell good. Mm-hmm. You cover all that good fruitiness with some ash, fart, and tobacco.
Yeah, unless you're like streamlining your entire fragrance game. If you've got the soap, the conditioner, the shampoo, the lotions, the scrubs, the balms, the oils and whatnot, the serums, all of the same family or all that can work in concert with one another. Why even bother putting something on after you shower up, you put the DO on, and then you put on deodorant? As a joke about Dio, why would you ruin it with the oud?
Right. You're making a whole 5-star meal and then just putting stinky cheese on top. And not good stinky cheese.
You've made a wonderful omelet and then you slather it in ketchup.
Yes. Exactly. Like,
yeah, that's something you can do.
And sure, the ketchup is self-proclaimed artisanal with smoky notes, but actually, don't it just be smelling more like doo-doo than regular Heinz? I think it might. Mm. And not to say this expensive cologne probably isn't better than like dollar store Axe, which just makes you smell like more like BO. I don't know why they're that. Every Axe has that gym sock underscent. You know what I'm talking about? That smell, the stale gym sweat smell, where you go to the gym and you can't shower afterwards for some reason.
Oh,
and you're
stuck
in the same clothes. Mm-hmm. So 2 hours later, you just smell stale.
Yep.
Every Axe has that note. I can't get over it. But it sounds like this fancy one has that note on purpose.
Yeah, the animal funkiness. Do you want to wear something that makes you smell like an animal?
What? I'm not talking like, we're not talking metaphorically, what an animal, because metaphorically I think you would smell like, I don't know, patchouli and citrus and
This has some of pine. That you've got some carrot, you've got some bergamot, that's all normal, but then we're gonna smash that up with some ash and some leather and some animal.
Right.
It's going to be great.
It smells like the butcher house, you know. It smells like a steakhouse, but not a good steakhouse that's fancy, like a scary steakhouse where you're not, you know, from a sort of horror movie. This is a horror movie steakhouse scent.
Yeah.
All you smell is ash and leather.
Yeah, no, okay.
Creamy milks.
I'm looking at some of these other scents from Boho Boco. They've got vanilla black pepper.
Okay. I want that for food, not for my armpits. Yeah.
Dark vinyl musk. What?
Musk is bad enough. You don't have to make it dark and vinyl. You're ruining those two good things with it.
Yeah, it makes me like vinyl, like a vinyl piece of furniture, like a vinyl dinette.
Yeah, like grandma's vinyl, like smell like grandma's squeaky furniture.
Or is it going to make you smell like a record? Which could maybe be cool, I guess. But
I do want the scent, like fresh pack of Pokemon card scent. Right, that would be a good cologne.
Mm-hmm.
Crunchwrap Supreme with extra sour cream. That would be a good scent. Because, you know, that's always fresh. That's all for ReviewParty.com, I think.
Yeah.
Enough talking about the stink. Thanks for listening. Thanks for making it to the end. We appreciate you. We hope you enjoyed yourself.
Thank you, Real One.
Thank you. Welcome to the Real Ones Club, if you're not already there. If you were already there, you've earned another star. Congratulations. You'll be able to spend those on a review party merchandise someday. You should just actually go spend real money on Review Party merchandise. Matt will tell you about that in a sec. But first, yeah, thanks for listening. We got new episodes every Tuesday morning. That's right, hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day. If you want to send us some reviews to make some funnies over, we'd love that. Send us a review to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. Include your name, and we'd be happy to give you some credit for it.
If you want to reach out to us in some other way, you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at reviewparty.com. You can send us messages. You can send us, if you find a meme review and you're like, oh, that makes me think of those guys, send it to us, fam. You can do the same thing over on Twitter/X, whatever, at reviewpartypod. We've got a letterbox. Sometimes we write reviews there and be funny there too. ReviewParty.com. You can find us. And yes, we have a website, ReviewParty.com.com. Not only has a blog where reviews are written about in some way, shape, or form every week, but there's a shop where you can get that sick, sick Review Party blue to just swath your body with. Ooh, I want it.
The Review Party Blue Man Group coming soon. Nosebleeds, hey, thanks for your song, Bread for Breakfast. You heard it throughout the episode. Congratulations. I'm sure your ears thank you. If you want them to give you some more thanks, check out Nosebleeds on Spotify, for example. They're just one word. Oh, the song's Bread for Breakfast. I don't know if I said that. They let us use it. They're very cool. Thanks, guys. I have a finisher here submitted by the lovely Tatiana Bailey. Thank you very much. This review is from Amazon Canada. It is by S. Williams. Oh, it is for. I should read what it is. From Amazon Canada for the Midwest iCrate large 42-inch double door folding dog crate 42-inch two door. It is a dog crate for a large dog.
Big pup.
S. Williams titles their review Dog Crate / Man Cave. They write, excellent size for what we needed. Was so impressed that I started using it as a man cave. I set up a little TV, my gaming system, and a mini fridge. It's a great way to get away from the family. 5 stars.
I love this, unironically.
Who doesn't order love a little, one right now?
Yeah, I love a little place. Snoopy had a dang good doghouse, so this is even 1/10 of that. I'm sold.